Today we are doing Gemara Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, because that's the Mishnah. Then we're going to continue on to Daf Yud Dalet. So we're going to start with the Mishnah. Hakora Shamru Rechava Kadei Lekabel Ariyach. So when we're talking about this entire time about putting up a Korah, how fit is it? It has to be wide enough to hold a brick. And an Ariyach is a small brick, is half of a brick that is made up of three tvachim, meaning 1.5 tvachim is how wide the Korah must be. So then another statement is that it's an assertion for the Korah to be one tefach wide in order to hold a small brick across its width. It has to be wide enough and long and strong enough to hold a small brick. Rabbi Yehuda says all that matters is that it's wide enough, not that it has to be strong enough to hold the brick. If it's made up out of straw or out of reeds, you view it as if it's made out of metal, and therefore it should be more than strong enough to hold whatever it is. Akuma roinoto kilo hipshuta. If it's crooked, you view it as if it's straight. Agula roinoto kilo muruba. And if it's round, you view it as square. And if it's bent, you view it as straight. And if it's round, you look as if it's squared off. So I will. Let's look at the photos for those that past cases. Okay. So again, we're in Perishchai. So that first diagram is number 171. So that's the difference between a levana, which is a brick, and then half of that is the ariach, which is one that we're using. So as long as the ariach is able to fit on top of the korah, that's what counts. And then we're talking about when you have, let's say, a weird shape. So then we don't deal with things as if they're circles. Similarly, we had by the size of the entryway. Basically, we want to square it off for the purposes of measuring if it's sufficiently large. And also, if it's same, and also similarly, if you have a nice archway, or if it's slanted in one other way, we view it as if it's perfect, straight, right angles, perpendicular. We don't deal with crooked. So,
sorry, on that one that's on the diagonal there, it looks like the straight dotted line. If I'm reading that picture correctly, is lower. Do we actually lower that diagonal, or am I misreading that?
We measure based on the lowest point, and then we are saying the width is not based on the diagonal, it's based on this leg of the triangle.
Right. So that seems like a leniency, because we had a maximum height, and there, that the upper part of that diagonal is higher than what we're sort of flattening it out to.
So we're not addressing the cases of being half above, half below, which we addressed earlier. We're just simply stating that you view it as if it's that long.
Okay.
Not if it's outside the range, whether or not that's sufficient or not. We're under.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So,
yeah. A good point. So, okay. And then, and in terms of, then the Mishnah gives us a way to understand So, with approximation that whenever it's got a circumference of 3, that means that its width is roughly 1. So, yes. Mathematically, we know that the existence of pi. Gemara seemingly knew that too. They're just using oftentimes Gemara uses a approximation of things, because if you had a round thing, you could measure it and see that's not the case. But for these purposes, 3 is sufficiently accurate. Okay, now
as opposed to 3.14, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but in general, the Gemara is referring to pi. They use 3 again because a lot of times we're not necessarily looking for the exact mathematical thing, we're looking for what we functionally use as the amount. We'll come to other cases similar to that when we're talking about the length along the diagonals later on in Erevin as well. So now we're going to learn the Fidel Aleph Tefach Tefach Mechzabai. So the problem is the Mishnah says that one case it says you need a Tefach for the width, and one case it says you need a Tefach and a half for the width of the Korah. So which one is it? So why do we say, wait, is it 1 or 1.5? No, really we say it's one, and then once the cross beam is one tap off wide, then by use of a little bit of plaster, that'll ensure that the 1.5 with brick will stay sturdily on that beam. So Amaraba Barahuna Korosh Amru Srikosh Te Briak de la Kabal Ariach Omamidak Omamide Kora and as written Shehabrian like de la Kabal Ariach. So Rahuna says the only part that needs to be structurally strong is the crossbeam, but whatever is supporting it does not need to be structurally strong. Ravchista Amar Echadze Vachadze Srikim Shehabrian de la Kabal Kora Ariach. Ravchista on the other hand says no, whether it be the supports for the Kora or the Kora itself, has to be sufficiently strong to hold both the Korah itself along with a brick on top of it. If it's too flimsy, then it's no good. Amar Shoshin, Hinyat Korah Gabe Mavoi, Uparas Ala Machatzelet, Vigbio, Vigbia Mina Karka Shlosha, Korah Enkan Chetz Enkan. So Shoshin says that if you put the Korah on top of the Mavoi, and then you and then you spread out a mat over it, you have neither a, and it ends up dripping, and ends up dripping down to within 3 tefachim of the ground. Sorry, more than 3 tefachim of the ground. You have neither a korah nor a wall. Okay, so that is, let's do that here. That picture is 176, right? So basically you threw a, you know, you threw the mat over the korah. So, right, so it has to be sufficiently strong.
Rabbi, right? that case sounds counterintuitive to me. I mean, in terms of reminding you that you can only carry this far and not further, if a korah by itself would suffice, then a korah that's with a rug draped over it that's hanging down almost to the ground, wouldn't that be like a super reminder?
It would be, but the problem is that once it's removed from the shape of what we determine reminders to be, you won't think of it as being a reminder anymore.
Sorry?
Once it's there's 3 types of reminders that are allowed that will fix a mavoi, vidur rabbanon, right? So the rabbanon determined that there's 3 permissible ways to allow a mavoi. You can either put a an alleyway. You can either put a cross beam, a side post, or it has to look like it's a doorway. Like it has to be like a door frame. So if it's none of those 3, even though you're right, it might be a better wall to some degree, but because it's not one of the ways that the Chachamim determined would be a good reminder and to fix it, therefore it won't work.
So it doesn't matter what human nature is, it's what the Rabbanim said are the 3 designated reminders.
Correct.
So the bottom line is that the Korah is covered, so it's no longer good, and the fact that it's more than 3 tefachim above the ground, it's not a wall, but if it would be less then love would kick in, is that what we're saying?
Correct. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay.
It has some technical difficulties, even though al pi sfora, you would think that it should work, but anyway. Okay, thank you.
So Korah Ein Kan Daha Mechitza. Yeah, you don't have a Korah because you can't see it. Mechitza Ein Kan Daha Vila Mechitza Shekadim Bokim. Why is it no good for a Mechitza? Because if it's more than talking off the ground, it's a place where the young goats can go, cross right through, so it's not serving its proper purpose as a barrier. Tanur Banan Korah Yotze Mekotel Zev Eno Nogat Mekotel Zeh. So we're talking about the distance between if it's too far off the ground. Similarly, if you have diagram number 177, if you have 2 beams come off the side, or you have it being off the side of the wall, and there's a gap. If off of one of the sides, if it's more than 3, then it's no good. But if it's less than 3, then it'll work. And if it's and the gap is more than 3, then you simply have to bridge the gap again with another korah or another piece of wood connecting. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pachol Mi'arba, Ein Tzorech Lavi Korah Acheret, Arba Tzorech Lavi Korah Acheret. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel has his meter of love that is different. It's that it's four, not three. So therefore, up to four is the gap opposed to three. So if it's up to four, you don't need one. But if it's four or more, then you do.
Okay, Rabbi, with Lavud, who do we paskin like, Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi or the other opinion, the Rabbanan, for four or three?
Rabbanan, we're being three.
Okay.
Korot matimot. Similarly, if we have two, thin beams going across the top, lo bezu kedei lekabel ariach, lo bezu kedei lekabel ariach, imek lekablot ariach lerachbo tefach, and tzarech lavi koracheret v'imav, tzarech lavi koracheret. Similarly, so we're talking about the case where, say, you have two narrow beams. This is a number 179 through 178 through 180. So if it's assuming you have two thin beams, so again we're going to apply love in between them. So assuming that they're between the two of them, they're sufficiently sized that way they could hold the small brick. We've been including the gap. That is sufficient. Whereas if they were too little, that would be no good. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Im Kabel Tariach L'Orko Shlosha, En Tzarech Lavi Kor Acheret, V'Imlav Tzarech Lavi Kor Acheret. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if the two crosses can receive a small brick along its length, and the length is at least three, then you don't need to have another crossbeam. But if not, then it needs another one. Similar logic. So Hayu Achat Lamala, Achat Lamala. So you had uneven beams. So that's diagram number 181. So what's the case there? Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda Omer, Rona to Kilo Halyona, Kili Lamata. Basically, you simply view the higher ones as it's lower, Veta Tatona Kilo Hilamala, and view the lower ones as it's higher. Bilvad, Chiloye, Chotehe Alyona, Lamala, Mesri, Mama, Vatatona, Lamata, Masar. So basically, you can basically view them as if they are magically the same height, with pushing it up or pushing it down, but that only works if it's in the acceptable range for a kosher korah, meaning between 10 tefachim and 20 amot. If it is below 10 tefachim or above 20 amot, then you cannot apply this, which is answered all the questions from before.
Rabbi, sorry to stop you again. To me, this row-in thing that we're saying here seems a little bit arbitrary. Like, why do in some cases we say row-in and in some cases we don't? Like, we say row-in, we're going to bring these, the vertical, we're going to fill in the vertical or gap, or we're going to bring them together. Well, okay, so why not say row in by the rug over the korah? We'll say row in as if it came down to the ground. But we don't.
Why, over there,
we don't, and over here we do?
Once you move between different realms, it makes it worse. As in, then people build in a certain simple, straightforward manner. So when you start adding things if you try and fix it, if you don't fix it correctly, you make it even worse. So let's say you're trying to build a fence, right? So if you're trying to build a fence, you have to make sure that the fence is built as a fence. You're trying to turn a fence into a wall and you don't do it right. You have neither a fence nor a wall. You suddenly have a dilapidated structure that's falling over. So then you have to make sure that what you're building is built properly and soundly. If you push through a curtain over and you don't do it properly, basically instead of having a nice korah over your head to remind you. Instead, you now have a half doorway curtain thing that's just in your way that you're going to move out of the way as you leave, as opposed to being a functional reminder. Because you basically tried to fix it by making like a wall, because you didn't fully make it into a wall. Instead, now it's neither a wall nor is it a good reminder. So the answer is that it's a lot of it's based on if you try and fix it too much, it makes things worse. And we tend to view things relatively linearly. That's why, building on the corners is no good. And why when things are round, we square it up again for structures. That's simply how the Aaron works. It deals with things very linearly and straightforward. Once they get more complicated, then it gets, and then it starts messing things up. That's not how people build. So now let's continue. Again, we're gonna have to. Please ask cold questions until the end, because we have a very long job today. So yeah. Amar Baye, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Lach, Avu Abachada, Opoli Yalei Bachada. So Baye said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, follows father in one opinion, case in another one. Savar Lach, Avu Abachada, Deet Lei Rowan. So when does he hold like his father? The question is Rowan, i.e. we view things as if they are adjacent, meaning we allow you to switch levels. Opoli Yalei Bachada, and we argue in one. Deet Lei Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Lamal Maestrim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Betel Chasrim In, Lamal Maestrim Lach. So he argues that Rehuda's opinion states that you have until, as we stated earlier, in the parak, it has up until 40 or even 50, whereas his son says, your limit is 20. Rehuda Omer Rechava Avol Pi Shanabria. Rehuda also stated that it's wide even if it's not strong. Mani La Rehuda Lachia Barav Kamei Darav Rechava. Rehuda said that it has to be wide. Again, why not throw? So then we reviewed it, said to Yechia Bar Rav in front of instead of Rav Rechava. Avopish and Abria, even though it's not strong. Amarlei Atniye Rechava Abria, but don't we have it stated in the? But Rav told him it's no. Actually, it needs to be both wide and strong. Amar Bialai Amarav Rechava but Arba Avopish and Abria. But did it? Or Bialai said if it's four wide, even if it's not strong. Rechava Arba Shani. You know, it's different. Once it hits four, being four wide already, then even if it's not strong, that's sufficient of a korah. The problem is for the when it's smaller than that. Okay, now we're talking about the back to the strength of the korah. Hayta Shokash, Maikamash Malan, Damrin Roin, Hainohach. So if you're saying the korah's made of straw, then we just made it of metal. That's what we say to the mission. But what do you mean? Didn't we say that it's strong to bear brick? So then, why isn't this? So then, why do we need to restate that? Like, why are we talking about this again? Maybe you thought that originally that when they're saying what if a carry is a brick made of its own structure, right? Meaning that even if it's made out of reeds, that's called a brick. A reed brick made up of that size, that was made up of the whole. I was like, no, it's not that it has to be able to hold that. Not that it has to be able to hold that. Rather, it's saying it's sufficient for just for the size, not necessarily for the strength. Now we're back to the now again. We're talking about the crooked ones. So we're going to use diagrams 183 and 184. Okay. If it's crooked, you straighten it out. He doesn't obviously. Kamash Milan, go to Rabbi Zera. Rather, we're trying to prove something against Rabbi Zera. The Dama Rabbi Zera, he betoch amavoy kumotadoch chus amavoy. If it starts inside and then it bends outside of the mavoy, he betoch asprim kumotadol lamal asprim. It is within the 20, but the bend is above. He lamal masara kumotadol lamal masara. Or if it goes below, rowin kol shiilu yinatol kumotadol vein zelazel shlosha ansrech vikar acheret. So he says that if it bends over the edge, that it would be we're agreeing with Rabbi Zera here that if it bends over the edge, that creates an issue, and that's why we're stating the case of straightening it out and where we straighten out towards. So we don't straighten out towards where that line is. We Rabbi Zera actually says that that's not how it works. It's only useful if it's in the allowed range. Hanami Shita, this is obvious. So isn't it obvious that if it's too, that it's completely out, that's a problem? No, rather it's where the cross between inside and outside, that's where we teach it. Why? No. Rather, it's useful in the case where the bend is outside, but again, it's less than 3 in the gap. So when it's there, so it was in lovehood would allow, I mean, the Korah is good. Maybe we should be worried that if it's less than 3, that you might fall in that little edge, which is less than that, in that little area, you'll cover it, go outside of the lovehood. Mashmalan is that, no, we're not worried that for that little area, you'll decide to move it out. We'll say that you'll follow the vast majority of the Korah, and therefore it'll be fine. Okay, now we're going to the round case. Agula Rona Toki Ilhi Murubat. If something is round, you square it out. What do you need to say? This is safer for Kalai. You need it for the safer. Kol Shiish Bekifo Shoshat Tochim Yit Rokav Tepa. You need it because of the end case, which is talking about the circumference versus the diameter. So Menahani Mili. So how do we know this? So Amar Biokhanan, Amar Kravayat, Hayam Mutsak, Eser, Bama, Misato, Atsato, Admul Saviv, Hamesh Bama, Komato, Vakav, Shoshim, Bama, Yasov, Oto, Saviv. So how do we know that about these dimensions? We know based on Pasuk about when Shlomo Melech made the kiyor, which was called the Yamshel Shlomo. So he made. So how did he do it? So he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from one bridge to the other one, i.e. the diameter of 10. And round it was five amot high and it was 30 in circumference. So ha ikas vata. But what about the lip? What about the brim? Like, do they count that or not? Amar Baba slato slat perach v'shoshan k'tiv bay. And so Rav Papa says we know that the brim. We know that it was there, as it states in the pasuk of yo tefach v'slato. So it says that the lip was one tefach thick, and that the brim looked like it was a brim of a cup, and as the petals of a lily, and it contained 2,000 baht, which is a volume measurement. So that means that so you're saying that that's the case. That means that's a very thin lip. So v'ha'yikamashu, but it's got to be at least a little bit more than 30. Then ha'kachashiv megava kachashiv. Rather, when they were counting, they were calculating about it on the outside. That's why we can ignore whatever the width of the rim itself was. Tanya Rabbi Chia yam shas Shlomo hayamachazik me'av chamishim mikvatara. So Rabbi Chia said in a brayta, the Yom Shlomo made could hold 150 mikvahs for water. Mikvah kamahave arbim sa'ah. So what does this imply? So we know that a mikvah, how big mikvah is 40 sa'ah. V'tanya v'rachas v'sura b'mayim b'mei mikvah. So we're actually on the pasuk of v'rachas v'sura b'mayim. So what does that mean? So we're actually two aspects. One of the says Rachas was a mind. So that part teaches us you have to wash your body in the water of mikvah. Kol b'saro, when it says all of your body, mayim shekol gufo olaben. And when it says all of his body, that means water that the whole body fits in. V'kamahein, and how much is that? Amah b'rum shlosham. As we mentioned before, it's an amah by three amah. B'shiro chachamim me mikvah arba'im sa'ah. And the chacham determined that this volume is 40 sa'ah. So kama havalu. So wait. So how many ritual baths fit into the Yom Shel Shlomo? Chamisha ma garmidi. So we said that it was. We said the volume of it was 500 garmidi. Letlat ma ma lemen chamishim. So for. Now we're doing some conversion of the math. So the volume of virtual bath is 3 cubic cubits. And so that means for the 300 of the volume, so that gives us 100 mikvahs. The mayav chamishin. Then for the other, of the other 150, that gives us another 50. Arba ma'av chamshin sagi. So that would mean that 450 is enough to contain it. But we said it's made up of the volume of the Yom Shel Shlomo contained 500 cubits. So why are we wait? So what's going on here? All right. So then why are we stating that if it's actually if it actually holds 50 more, which would mean it holds another 17, or a little less than 17. So, hanimili beribua. So, rather interesting. This is we're talking about Yom Shel Shlomo. Yom Shel Shlomo wasn't round, it wasn't square. It was round, so you can't fit that many square mikvahs in there. If they were, you know, volumeless, if Yom Shel Shlomo was exactly square, you're right, but it's round, so that's not the case. So then how much more is the difference in the volume between a circle and a square? Okay, so again, so now if you're curious about the pictorial representation of how much one arm is versus that of the larger square, so that's right diagram number 191. Now we're going to do the difference between a square and a circle. Again, this is a fun mathematics problem that is often covered in calculus, but you can also that can be proved for those interested. But we will leave that aside for now because we'll just see how Zumar does it. So, how much greater is a square than a circle? Assuming they both have the same, both have the same diameter. Ruvia, it's 1/4 more. La'arba ma'a. So if there were 4 ma'a, then that means that there's an extra ma'a. La'mea, and if there is 100 ma'a, which is a volume measurement, then there'd be 25 extra. Esri m'chamisha. Hani me'a v'esri m'chamisha habalu. So that means that according to the calculation, then the size is actually only 125 then. So wait, not 150 as stated before. So we were something wrong here. So Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel, Yamsha Shlomo, Shlosh Amot Atachtonot Merba'ot, Ushtaim Elyonot Agulot. So how do we solve this? Because if it was perfect, it was a perfect sphere, we have a problem. And so what is, right? That means that would be rounded on the bottom. That loses a lot of volume. So, or even if it's, let's say, if it was just a perfect cylinder, also that's losing a lot of volume. How do we solve the issue? Basically, the shape that it made is that it started off being square on the bottom. So if it gains extra volume, then it rounds to the top. And that's how, student diagram number 193. And that's how you wind up having the proper comparison of the volume. But you couldn't say the opposite. Just vato agulti, because it says that you couldn't have said that it's square on top, round on the bottom, because it's stated in the psukim that its lip is round, so therefore the top of it has to be the round bit. So why don't you simply say that it's one cubit on top was round, one cubit on the bottom was round, and the middle was square? Both of that, that can't be, because it says d'chiv alpayim batyachil. It says that in the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, it says that it can hold 2,000 bat. Bat kam hava, and then how much volume is a bat? Shalosh sa'in. And a bat is 3 sa'. So, dikhtiv, ma'aser habat min akor, as it says that a tenth of a bat, the tenth part of a bat out of the core, meaning a chomer 10 bat, means that 10 bat are a chomer, that's a pasuk in Yechezkel, so therefore means that a bat is a tenth of the core, or which is 3 sa, because we know that a core is 30 sa. Dehavilei shita alpei grive, which would then mean that the Yom Tov Shlomo could hold 6,000 sa. So now if you divide, 6,000 by 40, you get our magic number of 150. So we're back to, now we're good. Now we know why it works out to be what it works out to be. No problem anymore. But isn't listed elsewhere that the Yom Shel Shlomo could hold 3,000? No, that's talking about why when it measures 3,000 about the thing, if you filled it with dry goods, because you do dry goods, you can pile it up as in diagram number 194, but surface tension doesn't work that way. So you can't actually heap another 50% on top of water. It'll just all spill over. That's not how that works. So we learn from here that this, when it says that gusha tlatahabe, that That means that, based on what we said before, it goes from 2,000 to 3,000. That means that when you keep fragments, you get an extra third, or which is meaning a third from the end, or from the original 50% more. Tanami, Shida, Teva, Omigdal, Kaveret Hakash, Kaveret Hakanim, Bor Asfina, Alexandrit, Avobi, Shejlan, Shulaim, Hin Matzikon, Arbiim, Sa'abalach, Shein, Korayim, Biavesh, Dorim. So, do we have diagrams here? No, we don't have diagrams. Okay, I'll say what they are. Again, if you these are all different types of storage vessels. So they are so Shida is a carriage, Teva is a box, Migdal is a cupboard, Kaveret is a round straw, is a round straw barrel that looks like a hive. Kaveret Hakanim is a round barrel made of reeds. A Boris Alexander is a sister of an Alexandrian ship, which is basically, it used to have ships that were made in Alexandria, used to have a large container for storing water in the middle of the ship, so that you'd have water when you're traveling. So even though they have edges and they have bottoms, I mean, they should be Kalim, and they have, and they can hold 40, they can, and they have, can hold 40 Sa'a, they are considered to be virtually pure, right? So even though they can hold 40 Sa'a, which is two core dry goods, so therefore they can hold it, because they shouldn't be a problem. The answer is no, we say that it works because because basically once it becomes big enough, once vessels hit a certain size, they're no longer makabel tuma because they're considered to be basically b'chubar karka. Once vessels hit a certain size, they're not considered to be movable vessels. They're considered to be stationary items that can't move, even though like physically they can be moved, but because functionally they can't be moved, that's sufficient. Okay, now next Mishnah. Okay. The lechis which you talked about are 10 tachim tall. Rachman Rav Yom Poshu. And the length of their width is any amount. And this is lechis. This is lechis that are the side posts. For those, any amount is fine. It doesn't need anything. Right? So, but height is 10, but width is whatever. Right? Anything that you put there, as long as you can know that it's there. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rahman, Shalosh Tachim. Rabbi Yossi said there have to be 3 tachim wide, less than any open bones. Chayin Shamar. So when we talk about lechis, it has to be 10 tall, but no width. So Lemas, Tanam, Stama, Rabbi Eliezer, Damar, Chayin Binan. So does it mean that the two of the Mishnah corner Rabbi Eliezer says that you need two side posts? Hello, my lechayin, lechayin. Well, no, they're saying side posts. I don't mean like the case that you need side posts, plural, for the entryway. Rather, it's just a case where you can put that when you're using side posts, this is the measurement of side posts. Ihachi korinami nitne korot. If that's the case, then why does it have a korot? One of these is plural. My korot, korot alma. Why did it say korot instead of saying korot? And you could simply say, when you say korot, referring to all korots. That means to say as follows. When you're talking about a machloket about how many lechis you need between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, what are those lechis? You need one or two that are up for debate? Those lechis are Gofan Asar Tachim, Rachman Avin Voshu. Those lechis that we're saying you need one or two, those are 10 tall and have width of any amount. Makam Makosho, how much is any amount? Rabbi Chia, Afil Vachud Asar Baal. So it says any amount. It could be very. It could be even as thin as the string used to tie a coat. Meaning, so it's not strong. It's simply just to clasp the ends. Like it means really thin. Tana asalechi lachatzi mavoi ein lo elachatzi mavoi. If you put a lechi halfway across the mavoi, you only get half the mavoi. She does not obvious. If you only mouth your half the mavoi, you only get half the mavoi. Elema yesh lo chatzimovi. You say water. So he has a half. Hanyam should though. What do we say? Ein lo ela chatzim versus yesh lo chatzim. Like half glass half full, glass half empty. What's the difference? Mada tema. So what would you thought to say? Why did he say it that way? Dilma ati leish to mushe bechule. May have thought then maybe what's the problem is that you'll end up using the second half. That's what it says. Ein lo lech. Let's remind you, only can use the first half. Right, come on. So you also have thought maybe you'll end up messing up using the whole thing once you put in lechi really far in. So Kamash Malan is that it only covers as far as you place it, and that's it. Right, so that's in diagram number 196. Right, so if you put the lechi too far in, you lose all that. You lose all this extra area. So recommended not to do so. Amar Rava, Asa Leshi Lamavoy Bigbiam Nakarka Shlesha. Rabbi says, you made a Leshi for the Mavoy, you lifted it from the Karka 3. Or that you, either it's three off the ground, the Leshi, or that it's three off of the wall. Lo Ashav Loklam. You have done nothing. And even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you apply lavud. These words are above, meaning when you apply lavud, being a greater gap for handbreadth, that's when you're dealing with, it's touching the ground, you're trying to reach something up above it. As in, there's a picture of it. Okay, basically, so it's saying that if you're trying to reach from below up, that's when he says four, but downwards.
Rabbi, I think it means when you're talking about a korah and you have a gap that's, let's say, three tfachim, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel will use lavud in that scenario, but not in this scenario where animals are going to be able to still go on, go to and fro underneath the lechi.
What we're talking about here is the machloket between good asik and good achis. Right, whether or not you can measure from the deck, from as in if the gap is between, let's say, the beam and the ground versus between, let's say, the wall and the ground versus between the wall and the roof. So when it's between the wall and the ground, that's more problematic, whereas from the wall and the roof is less problematic. So we're saying that when he stated that we can view things as low, but as if the area is filled in, that only applies up in the going upper direction, meaning where your wall is four from what it's supposed to be reaching, right? Meaning, let's say your wall or your lechi goes up, let's say it went up 10 tfachim, and then the korah is four tfachim above that. So that's when you could fill in the gap. But if it's, you know, but on the other hand, let's say if you had a wall that's, or the lechi that's more than three above, you would not be able to lengthen the lechi all the way down.
Sorry, I'm not quite getting that. Why would you need, if you've got a lechi that goes all the way up to almost reaching the korah, why would you need it to fully reach the korah? It still could act as a lechi. It's a big lechi. I don't get that. Unless you're trying to create a tzuras of Pesach.
Yes, for sure, to Pesach. That's the type of thing. We're saying that when we say that we're using lavud as opposed to Gurachit. Right. So when we're, so the question of extending the wall up or extending the wall down, right? So then we're trying to extend the wall down towards the ground. That's when it's that right. So by use of lavud. So for that, the limit is three. But let's say you have a series of here, we don't get up to it yet. But basically, when you have here, let's look at the diagram of, like, say, here we have this nice grid over here. So it means that if on the bottom most section, again, diagram number 191, if on the bottom most section, right, between each thing, so if going down here, if the bottom one is less than three, then we've got then that's fine. But if the bottom one is, you know, between three and four, that's no good. But it'll say the middle one here, according to the middle section, let's say you need to hit 10. You need to hit 10 for your lefty on the wall. So the bottom three.
I just don't see that in the words of the Gemara. We're on the part
the
right
Gemara's,
now.
Okay, it says it right afterwards. So a feeler Bishim Gamliel the Amr Lavod Hanimin Lamala Avalamata Kima Dahavi Mechisa Dag Shekadim Bokim Ba Lo Kamar. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel states that we say lavud, that's only when we're talking not the area touching the ground. Because when it's touching the ground, that's where the
animals go through.
Goats cross through. So in that area is a problem because
that's what
cross through below three.
All right, that's what
I said. Let's say it's between three and seven, that would be fine because animals aren't crossing in that region between three and seven. So let's say we were making a you wanted to make a lechi and you didn't have enough wood. So where should you leave your gap? So the answer is you could leave your gap between, let's say, so you'd want to have the, let's say you're putting in, let's say you're doing lavud walls. Let's say for Sukkot, you wanted to make a fence. You don't want to film the whole thing. So you could do the bottom one could be up to three. The middle section, of course, could be up to four. And then if we do another section up of that, it could also be up to four. Just the bottom one's almost limited by the three. Because of the issue of Yedim, Bokim, Bok. But for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's only if it's touching the ground, because that's just where the animals travel. They don't travel higher than that. Rabbi Yossi Amar Rachbana Shal Shatzachim. But Rabbi Yossi says, the width of the lucky has to be three. Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Enoch Rabbi Yossi, Lo Behilmi, Lo Belachayim. So then we have Rabbi Yosef, and then Rabbi Yehuda, the name Shmuel, that love look Rabbi Yossi, not in the case of brine on Shabbos, and not in the case of Lechus here. Amar Ler Vuna Bar Kinnana. Yehilmi Amart Lan, Lechina Lana, Lo Amart Lan. Wait, so we remember you said that we don't follow Rabbi Yossi by the case of brine. What about the case of Cyprus? You didn't tell us that. Maishna Behilmi, Pligir Bananale. The difference there is that by brine, by Brian and Shabbos, is that that's something that's about to look at that Rabbanan argue with. That's why we don't follow him. L'chayayin, Nami pligin v'la Rabbanan lay. So here too, also Rabbanan argue with. Amar lay, Shani l'chayayin, Mishum b'kai Rabbe kvate. So the second question difference, Rabbi Yehuda of Nasi holds across Rabbi Yossi, therefore Halacha would follow Rabbi Yehuda of Nasi is supporting Rabbi Yossi, should follow them. Ravruchumi matne hachi. Ravruchumi says as follows. Amar Yehuda Amar Brei Derav Shmuel Bar Shela Mishmei Derav Enalach Rabbi Yossi Lo Behelmi Vlo Bechay. Another statement saying they don't follow him either by Helmi or by Lachi. Amar Le Amart. When did you say this? Amar Lo. I didn't tell this to you guys before. So Amar Rav Elohim. So basically that's a by God, right? So Amra Ugmira Le Mina. Rather, no, really he did say it, and I learned it from him, but I'd rather change his mind later. My time, Makahadra, right? Why did he change his mind? Bishum Rabbi Yossi Nemukomo, because Rabbi Yossi was very sharp, therefore the opinion could follow Rabbi Yossi, even when it was against the majority opinion, i.e. that Amarle, Rabba Bar, Rav Chanan, Labai. Rabba Bar, Rav Chanan said, Labai, Hilta, Mai, so what's the halacha then today? Amarle, Bukhaze, Mai, Amadabari. He said, go out and see what people are doing. What is the common practice of relying on the minimum? And therefore, and since you go out and see that everybody follows the minimal width, therefore halacha is like that. Some say the one as follows. When was the answer? Basically, the halacha follows what people do, not necessarily based on the laws we think we have that would normally apply in terms of paski macholket. So maybe because it's in this case. This is in brachot. So somebody's drinking something because they're thirsty. Omer shakolim b'ro. They're drinking because they're thirsty. They say shakolim b'ro. Retarfen omer borei nefeshot b'ro chanan al komash shabrata. And retarfen says bracha should be borei nefeshot b'ro chanan al komash shabrata. Damar le rav chanan labai ilta mai. He said, so what is the law? So he says, go out and see. And so what is the bracha we say when we're drinking water? We don't say borei nefeshot b'ro chanan al komash shabrata. That's actually part of borei nefeshot. They say after you would have drinking water. Instead, when you say before you drink, you say the bracha of shakol ne'abid vara. Okay, so today we ran through a lot of cases. We were talking about how to fill in, how to deal with, again, the width of and strength of a lechi and a korah. We dealt with cases where things are rounded. We dealt with cases when they are uneven. We dealt with cases where they're too close to the ground or too far or approaching that. We dealt with volume measurements of a mikvah and of the Yom Shel Shlomo. And we also dealt with the question of when paskin halacha, what do we follow? We saw the fact that a lot of times even the normal rules of halacha, let's say she passed like this opinion for that opinion. A lot of times the deciding factor in halacha is based on what the communal practice is. Puk chazi my amadabar. See what people are doing, because a lot of times halacha is nikba and is determined based on the actions of the people, not based on simply the svarot. Okay, and that is it for today.
Okay, shkoach. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.